the challenge I have every week is how to look at the Parsha and glean from the portion a lesson, a message that can be applied even in the year 2007. When studying the incident, this week's Parsha of the spies, we should today refer to our current year as 2007. The universal term for these spies are meraglim. Perhaps if you would ask anyone what they're called in this week's Parsha, that's what you would hear. Two of them turned out to be all right, Yoshua, Kalev, and the other 10 meraglim gave an evil report, spoke Lashon Hara about the land of Eretz Canaan, about Israel. What's most fascinating is that as we look throughout the entire Parsha, not even once, not even a single time, do we actually call these spies meraglim. The Torah tells us, Shlach lecha anashim v'yaturu et Eretz Canaan. Send forth men and let them spy out the land. Only in Parshas Devarim, at the very end of our Chumash, do we find that Moshe recalls the incidents that occurred in the Midbar, and then and only then does the Pasuk say that these spies are meraglim. V'yaraglu osa. What is the reason that we address these spies in our Parsha as meraglim when the Torah itself chooses a different word? The answer to this question is found in the third chapter of my dissertation, which was published in the year 2007. One section of every dissertation is the limitations section. I'd like to share with you one paragraph, one of the many limitations of my study. The design for this study involved focus interviews. This methodology had the disadvantage that I may have prejudiced the answers of the participants. Dr. Merriam, who in 1998 produced an empirical study entitled Qualitative Research and Case Study Applications in Education, stated that such a method of data collection could possibly create a situation in which, quote, both parties bring biases, predispositions, attitudes, and physical characteristics that color the interaction and the data elicited, unquote. My prior and current work experience, therefore, may have led to a biased interpretation of the data that I collected. This rings very true in life, more than just a dissertation or thesis. Because in life, we bring all of our life experiences with us to the table. And when we judge, sometimes we may prejudge or prejudice. The goal, therefore, of a research study is to try your very best to remain completely neutral, as hard as it may be, to remove your thoughts, your eyes, your hearts, your feelings from the study. Otherwise, it just becomes your own thoughts. It becomes a reflective piece and not the participants' thoughts and ideas. What exactly, if we study the word meraglim, what does it really mean? Chazal tell us that a way that we can determine the true definition of a word is by discovering the very first time it's mentioned in the Torah. Where exactly do we find this word in the Torah first? By the story of Yosef and his brothers. Yosef, who was the viceroy in Mitzrayim, his brothers stood before him. And Yosef, not knowing that it was Yosef, said the following, Meraglim atem, liros es ervas haaretz ba'asem. Yosef said, you are meraglim. You have come to see literally the nakedness of the earth. In other words, what Yosef is telling us is that meraglim means that you came here with preconceived notions. You had a specific goal. You came liros es ervas haaretz. You wanted to be able to find something specific about this land. Therefore, what Yosef is teaching us is that the word meraglim means someone that comes and looks at something not in a neutral fashion, but rather bringing their own life experiences, twisting and interpreting it based on their own feelings. And therefore, this was the mistake of the meraglim. Moshe Rabbeinu allowed them to go to Eretz Canaan, but he was very specific. He said, V'aturu es Eretz Canaan. V'aturu, if we look at the actual word and how it sounds, sounds just like the English word to tour. And therefore what Moshe was saying, V'aturu es Eretz Canaan, is that we should look at the land just like a simple, basic tourist. Take in what you see, not what you want to see. But how do we know that the spies, in fact, were biased? That they brought their own preconceived notions before they ever stepped forth into Eretz Yisrael? And the answer is, the Torah says it directly. The Pasuk says, Vayelchu v'yavo'u el Moshe v'el Aharon. After their 40 days in the land of Israel, the Pasuk says, they went and came to Moshe and to Aharon. So Rashi picks up and says, what does it mean, they went and they came? They went to Moshe and Aharon. Rashi answers, L'hakish helichasan l'viyasan. It's coming to connect. They're going and they're coming. Ma biyasan be'etzara. Av halichasan be'etzara. Just as we know, when they came back, it was with an etzara, with bad advice, with bad words. Also, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, says Rashi, it was also be'etzara. In other words, what the Torah is telling us is the reason why they came back be'etzara is because they already in their minds, before they even took a single step in Eretz Yisrael, they already had an Eitz Hara. They already had their own preconceived notions. And when we therefore speak of the Meraglim, we call them this after the fact of what they did and not what they should have done. But as it's easy to cast blame upon the Meraglim, we have to look at ourselves and ask the same question. Do we also see what we want to see? Because sometimes that may not be the whole truth. We also may be Meraglim and not be a Turu, not touring. But how should we tour ourselves? And the very end of this week's Parsha gives us this Eitzah, this advice. The very last paragraph of Parsha Shlach has the third paragraph of the Kriyat Shema. Interestingly enough, as many times as we recite the Shema, do we actually remember and realize that the exact same word at the end of Parsha Shlach is found at the beginning of Parsha Shlach? And we say in the Shema, V'lo taturu acharei levavachem v'acharei nechem. Do not tour by prejudging another person. That which you see with your eyes, that which you feel in your heart. And therefore, what we're saying in the Shema is not to be like the Meraglim and to be so quick to judge the land and to be so quick to judge our friend and to say, my neighbor is a Russia and my friend is a terrible person. Rather, be done the kaschus. Look in a very neutral fashion and do not be among the Meraglim. You see, it doesn't matter what year we live in. This is an eternal message, even in this day and age, in the year 2007. Good Shabbos.